The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
I'm great.
Happy Taylor Swift Concert Bay.
I ain't watching it.
Apparently there's a football game in there somewhere, too. But
people still watch that shit?
Yeah, apparently.
I thought Football Man taking a knee pissed everybody off.
Seemingly disappeared.
But not the dog fighting and the guns,
murders,
and
rapes, domestic
and murders.
Abuse.
Yeah,
and,
not yeah. that.
No. Hey, look, Taylor.
Right.
Hey, look, flat-ass white girl.
You're all weak-willed.
Oh, who's Will? Oh, Will Wheaton. We ain't gonna talk about that. All right, coming up on this week's show, man, what a slow news week, right? We already talked Super Bowl, that's done. Tucker and Putin. Okay. Biden's dementia, Hawaii, Ukraine, Senate Bill 3589, and a whole lot more. So our draft this week, songs that make you happy, because we need to be happy. And Vince has a lot.
I have a ton.
Yeah. And we'll get to your listener questions. All right, Vince, you ready to jump into this?
I'm ready to be done.
Night, everybody. Thanks for.
Yeah.
Remember to tip the veal and dry your waitress. Something like that, huh?
That's right.
That Tony joke or something. All right. Let's start TV news. ESPN, Fox, and Warner Brothers are going to launch a joint streaming service for sports later this year. The platform, which will be owned by a newly formed company with its own leadership team, does not yet have a name or a price. The product will be a skinnier bundle of linear networks than a standard cable offering, and it will be specifically tailored for sports fans. So this is like the sports a la carte, I guess, basically. So we're getting closer to Megacorp if all these companies are like, yeah, we should all join forces. So Amazon, not a part of this, considering they have a big NFL stake, but the rest of them are, so. Vince, I guess the really big TV news of the week, Gina Carano has filed her lawsuit against Lucasfilm and Disney. She put a long Twitter post up talking about after 20 years of trying to build a career, during the regime of former Disney CEO Bob Chapek, Lucasfilm made this, basically they fired her for her social media posts, even though she didn't do anything worthy of being fired. If you remember back, Elon, when he bought Twitter, did a thing like, if you've been unjustly fired for exercising your freedom of speech, let me know and we'll, you know, help you out. So she, her bunch of fans tagged her, and she's like, yeah, I guess I qualify. And to her surprise, a few months ago, she received an email from a lawyer who had been hired by Elon to look into her story and many others. She sent him all the info, and now they are suing for unfair termination and violation of civil rights. And yep.
Good. So,
yeah, awesome. Just fucking get them. Because she was supposed to headline her own show. Mando was supposed to spin off into Galactic something that her and Carl Weathers and a couple other people were supposed to headline. So all these LMNOP pronoun bastards who got her fired because Disney has no fucking spine. Yeah, you're going to end up costing Disney millions. And I love it.
Oh, no, it's great.
So, good. Hopefully Gina fucking bankrupts them. So, The only other couple things I have here are the Emmys have been moved back to Sunday, September 15th, ABC said this week. And if you have any of the following streaming services, check your emails or get in contact with them, because AMC has made an $8.3 million settlement in a class action lawsuit over privacy violations of users who are subscribed to either AMC Plus, Sundance Now, ALLBLK, Acorn TV, or Shudder. Probably Shudder's more our demographic, because like Joe Bob Briggs. But yeah, you may be entitled to some money because AMC violated your privacy. So definitely look into that. Get some money there.
Yeah, get them.
All right. That's it for TV news. We'll go to movies here. Vince, when we were growing up, there was a series starring David Carradine. It's called Kung Fu.
Mm-hmm.
They remade it later. Kung Fu, The Legend Continues. His boy took over. That was his boy, right?
Yes.
Question mark? But we're getting a reboot of the movie. We're getting a movie reboot of Kung Fu. Will be directed by David Leitch, who worked on Bullet Train and was a producer on John Wick. And in the David Carradine role, Vince, Donnie Yen.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah, I am too. I'm a big Donnie Yen fan. Yeah, I'm okay with this. So they got a good action guy to direct. They got the legend, Kung Fu legend Donnie Yen. Yeah, I'm okay with this. So, yeah, cautiously optimistic for that. Warner Brothers has refused offers to buy the film Coyote vs. Acme and may just end up deleting the film entirely. This starred Will Forte, John Cena, a whole bunch of other people. And, yep, nobody gave us the money we wanted, so we just may shelve it and write it off our taxes. So...
Yeah, somebody said they were going to destroy it.
Yeah. That's going to end up being like the Clay the Day the Clown Cried.
Oh, fuck, I wish they'd made... I wish they'd just released that fucking...
I know. Maggie Gyllenhaal, she's doing a new untitled Frankenstein movie for Warner Brothers, and I think she's directing it, to be honest with you. Christian Bale is going to play the monster. He's going to shave his head and be a Frankenstein's monster. Yeah, I had the same reaction all the listeners just did.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. We're getting a new Predator movie, but it is a standalone, not tied to the... What was that movie? What was the last one that came out? Prey? That was like the Native American Predator? That sound kind of right?
Sure.
Thanks, everybody. This one will be called Badlands. Dan Trachtenberg is going to direct it. That's basically all the information they have so far. So, Vince, we're getting a reteaming of alleged director Spike Lee and fantastic actor Denzel Washington. Their first movie together since 2006 is Inside Man. This is for Apple. They're doing a... I don't know if you want to call it a remake or an update to the Kurosawa movie High and Low. It's a crime thriller. The original was in 63, starring Toshihiro Mifune. Basically the ruin of a businessman following a ransom payment to kidnappers. So I guess we can't come up with our own ideas, so we'll just keep stealing from Kurosawa. Cool.
It'd be like that sometimes.
Vince, they cast Reed Richards for the Fantastic Four movie.
A black man? A brother?
Nope.
Oh, no shit.
Mando.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Nope. Don't like it. Pedro Pascal has been basically confirmed to be Reed Richards. This follows director Matt Shankman's Instagram story. It's officially locked in that he will play the genius in the upcoming FF film. The news was picked up by every outlet back in November, but now it's actually confirmed. It has been rumored Vanessa Kirby will play Sue Storm, and Ebon Moss-Bachrach will play Ben Grimm. So look for the rest of the cast to be confirmed. If Pedro is now confirmed, I don't like this.
I don't know.
You already have Reed Richards. It's John Krasinski. You literally cast him in the Wanda movie. Or what was it? Doctor Strange?
Doctor Strange, yeah.
That's what we want. But no, it's Marvel, so we can't have it. So, all right. That's it for movie news. That made me sad.
Yeah, I don't know.
They did release the... there is a picture of Wolverine's helmet from the upcoming Deadpool movie. It is the blue and yellow X-Men 92 style helmet. So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to comic books. Speaking of Deadpool, Rob Liefeld, creator of Deadpool, has announced that 34 years later, he will no longer work on Deadpool. Created him back in 1990 with New Mutants 98. Got the new movie coming out. It says he's no longer going to work on the character because he wants to keep his quality of work. Granted, feet and hands aside.
He has quality of work.
I was waiting, yes. But he said his skills are starting to diminish and he doesn't want to put out subpar work. I giggle.
Why start
that.
Now? I mean, why stop now?
I see.
I mean,
yeah, Mr. Hands and Feet and Pouches just isn't going to do Deadpool anymore. But thank God he's still cashing the checks, right? So,
yeah, I can't believe it.
Marvel has announced. Let's see here. They're going to do Victor Von Doom's final journey. Jonathan Hickman is writing this, so this is the Fantastic Four guy. It's a battle between Doom and Galactus. Doom number one will encapsulate everything that makes Doom the greatest villain. Doom team up with the only person he respects, Valeria Richards, his kind of niece, to save everything. So it's Doom versus Doom and Valeria versus Galactus. I didn't say when this comes out, but it'll be later this year. I think this is not canon because I don't think they're going to kill off Doom before he's the big bad in the movies. So, but there you go. So, all right, that's it for comic book news. Your recommendations for books that came out this week: Venom issue 30. Alien issue 4, Ninja Turtles Saturday Morning Adventures Continued issue 10, Kneel Before Zod issue 2, and Book of the Week, I have it, I just haven't read it yet, the Thundercats reboot with Thundercats issue 1. So, there you go. Alright, let's get into some wrestling news. Last night, it was posted on social media. John Cena made his debut for the Savannah Bananas baseball team. It's silly. Just watch it. It's like 30 seconds. It's stupid. So there you go. Bushiroad in Japan announced that they have canceled the contract of Rossi Ogawa. Ogawa will no longer be the executive producer for the company he created, which was Stardom, the Joshi company. There has been reports he wanted to go to WWE to work. That has not been confirmed or anything, but then there was another report that said he's going to start another Joshi promotion in Japan. So who knows? It's Japan. Speaking of presidents getting fired, TNA Wrestling, surprisingly to most people, fired Scott D'Amore this week. This kind of came out of left field. Apparently, some weeks back, he tried to buy TNA from Anthem, Anthem refused his offer, even though he had backing by major banks. The guy that runs Anthem Sports right now is taking over day-to-day operations of TNA. This sucks because D'Amore kept that company alive. So, I don't know. That's Anthem, I guess, just didn't like the direction of the company. So, Brock Lesnar, speaking of bad direction, has been removed from the WWE 2K24 40 Years of WrestleMania Edition cover. Apparently, he has also been pulled from the 2K Supercard mobile game. His merchandise on the WWE shop has been put on discount. He has been taken out of the intro for WWE programming and replaced with LA Knight. The company has no plans to use him on television. Looks like he's getting Benoit. So,
oh shit, that's not good.
No, that's not good. Well, his name was in the Vince McMahon shit. So, here you go. Wrestling fans, once again this week, have went too far because you guys are, some of you, not all of you, some of you weirdos, I love you, are fucking insane, and we're sending The Rock's daughter death threats for the whole Cody Rhodes deal. Calm the fuck down. Really? Yeah, they're sending the girl death threats.
But it was just a...
Well, they turned it into a storyline. It wasn't originally, but... Yeah, but the death threats were real.
He actually hit him? It wasn't just
bullshit? That part was storyline.
Okay, but, so that's all bullshit.
Right, but the Rock taking Cody's spot, that was not storyline. That was him pulling a fucking power play board of director bullshit. And then they're like, oh, this is... The fans are turning on this, so we got to turn this into a storyline real quick. So...
So where did he take a spot at?
It was supposed to be Rock Roman main event WrestleMania. And then they're like, fans don't want this. We got to do something. So let's turn
Rock. You mean Cody Rhodes Roman?
No, Cody wins the Rumble. Supposed to be Cody Roman the main event. Cody comes out, says, well, I'm going to give my spot to Rock. Yeah. And fans are like, no, we don't want this. They ended up giving fucking death threats to the daughter. And so since the fans turned on it so bad, WWE was like, well, we got to do something. So let's have Cody retake his spot in the main event against Roman, and we'll turn Rock kind of into a bad guy. So there you go. Insanity. I know. Basically, their shit backfired, and they had to go to Plan Z real quick. So, speaking of absolute insanity, former wrestler Billy Jack Haynes was arrested this week at his home in Portland following the fatal shooting of a woman believed to be his wife. Local news reported the incident unfolded Thursday morning with police receiving a call in the morning. Upon arrival, they found a woman's lifeless body inside the home of the former wrestler. Haynes had not cooperated with officers. With fears that he was armed, a tactical team was brought in. After a tense standoff, he eventually came out of the home and was detained. No ongoing threat to the community, according to police. Apparently shot his wife. Billy Jack Haynes has been a little off for about 60 years, so that's just, wow.
Yeah,
that's not good there. Speaking of something that could have been very not good, but was caught in time, this last thing for wrestling news. The Miz's wife, Maryse, announced this on social media, serious borderline tumors, a very rare precancer of the ovaries, very sneaky and aggressive. If they had became cancer, the survival rate is less than a year. I'm scheduled for total hysterectomy in 4 weeks. Uterus, ovaries, fallopian tubes, cervix, everything will be removed, and I will get abdominal lymph nodes removed for staging. I'm remaining positive and determined to beat this thing. There's only one option, and it's winning this battle. As a mom of two young daughters, I have to. She credits her OBGYN for hopefully catching this in time. So that could have been, hopefully they can get everything and it's all cleared out, but this could have been really, really bad. So yeah, that's tough. So
I don't know.
Yeah. All right, that's it for wrestling news. Vince, you got anything for video games?
No matter how angry you get at Fortnite,
no matter how many messages in the group text.
Well, and that's the, if you keep it on, you know,
you can get friends, mad.
It's
you
one can thing. Just, you, but if you're can't. Streaming it and you say you're going to shoot up a black neighborhood in a hospital after losing a game,
yeah.
You might want to uninstall it.
Yeah, just, yeah. Because somebody did that.
Fortnite streamer says he will shoot up a black neighborhood and a hospital after losing. Authorities are now investigating. I don't even know the guy's name. He's a streamer. An angry, angry streamer.
Yes.
You don't want to do that.
No.
I mean, you don't want to say it while you're streaming. You can say whatever you want if you're in a private party, but don't fucking say that shit while you're streaming.
Even if your teammate's hiding.
Yeah.
You don't do that.
Constantly. Game was won. Reese's Puffs.
You made a shit note.
No, I'm going. Reese's Puffs releases new Dragon Ball Z limited edition cereal boxes.
Yep. For all you anime
freaks. People. General Mills teams up with Crunchyroll for Dragon Ball Z Reese's Puffs. Goku featured on limited edition cereal boxes with other characters on the back. Collector sets available nationwide with the exclusive 8th box at Sam's Club. Ooh. 8 boxes connect to form a larger Dragon Ball Z themed display. A waifu you can stick your dick in?
Yeah, but Reese's Puffs? Be a little bit of abrasive, you know?
Just like a normal woman?
Sand.
Nope. Without the smell? It actually smells good?
Nope. It smells like peanut butter.
It smells like fucking peanut butter. Trying
to fight the dog off. Wait, what?
Yeah, both holes don't smell like ass.
Jesus.
Get you a box. Blizzard's 33-year history will be chronicled in an upcoming book.
That nobody will buy.
The first 10 years is all right.
Yeah, first, right.
23 years after that, it blows.
Yep.
The last thing I have. Now they're debunking this, but there was a leak, I think. It said Microsoft planned Starfield launch for the PlayStation 5.
I saw this because sales were so bad.
Yes, that's it. The sales were so bad, nobody was buying it. They realized they fucked up. And all the fucking Xbox queers were all fucking, oh, PlayStation wants our stuff. They were going to release it on everything to begin with.
Right.
Microsoft bought it up because they're a monopolistic bunch of assholes. And they put it on the one system. And I said this when it came out. You know, they're not going to sell anything because they're used to actually making shit for multiple platforms.
Right.
And they fucked up. It was supposed to be that they said it might be going to PlayStation 5, but now I saw that there's stories and there's rumors saying that it's been debunked, that it's not coming to PlayStation 5.
Maybe they were trying to gauge interest. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't care. I'm not playing it. I know two people that love that game and they don't even play it anymore. They play Baldur's Gate.
Right.
I don't. If you want Fallout in space, I guess buy it. Or not Fallout in space, but Skyrim in space, I guess.
Yeah.
But everyone I've seen play, they're like, oh, this is awful. There's only been a couple streamers online, YouTubers, that like actually love it.
Yeah.
And they're making fun of PlayStation guys. Like, you know, we don't have multiple fucking consoles to play video games on.
Right.
I don't know. Everything I've heard about it is no good. Even from the Xbox guys. They play it and like, oh my god, this is fucking monotonous.
Yeah.
But like I said, 6 months ago, 7 months ago, they're gonna see that they ain't making no money on it, and they're gonna put it on everything else because they've already got it. They already plan to do
it. It's already ported. Yeah.
The thing is, though, now I think it's too late because you've got the PlayStation guys who watched it or own it on a fucking Xbox. So they have a fucking Xbox, and they're like, this game just isn't that good.
Right.
So they've told their friends who only have PlayStation, they're like, don't even get it.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
It's not worth it. So whatever happens, nobody fucking cares.
Yep.
I think it's too late. You fucked up. You should have released it on all of them. I mean, if you're that into making fucking money,
why not put it on everything to begin with?
Put it on fucking everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't either. I don't know anything, I guess. So that's why I'm broke. That's all I got.
The only thing I have, and I posted this in the group text last night, the guy that broke basically coming to Fortnite stories, this is the guy that broke Doomslayer, Ninja Turtles, so he's kind of a trusted source. Put out a list of collaborations that are rumored to be coming to Fortnite in the future. It's quite a list. One Piece, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Doc Ock from Spider-Man, Peacemaker, Robin, Magneto, Cyclops, Colossus, Fantastic Four, He-Man, and Skeletor.
No Casey Jones.
No Casey Jones. But yeah, this is the same guy that... yeah, it's the same guy that basically spoiled Ninja Turtles, Doomslayer, Miles Morales, Sam Wilson, Captain America. So he kind of has an inside track. So some of these have taken years to come out. Other ones have been quick. So One Piece has been rumored for quite some time. I don't care about that. Give me Skeletor. So, all right. That's all I got. Let's go to music. Vince, did we have the Toby Keith story last week?
Did we?
I don't remember. Toby Keith passed away at the age of 62. He'd been battling stomach cancer for years. So there's that. I don't remember if we had it last week or not.
They're calling him legendary.
Well, he'd been around for
legendary
30 years. He did the "I'll Never Smoke Weed with Willie Again" song. That pretty much makes you legendary. So. He got out smoked by Willie, but so did Snoop. So
I don't legendary.
I know when we think legendary, we think Hank Sr. and Reba and Brooks and Dunn. So I mean,
legendary.
I know.
Beer for my horses. Red Solo Cup.
Yep.
That's it. He's not that legendary.
But yeah, still stomach cancer is a motherfucker.
So. No, it sucks.
Pink. You know the singer Pink, Vince, right?
I try not to.
Well, what's
she bitching about now?
She has now demanded that if you are pro-life, basically against abortion, quote, never fucking listen to my music again, end quote. Cool. Done. Didn't begin with. Thank you, fuck you, get the fuck out of here. So, there you go. Yeah. Los Angeles police detained Killer Mike at the Grammy Awards last week after he won 3 awards. They escorted the rapper out of the Crypto.com arena in handcuffs. He was placed under arrest and transported to the old... precinct there where he was booked for some misdemeanor battery charge. The 48-year-old was later released on zero bail. The arrest came, oddly enough, just 2 days after he announced that he would not be voting for Biden. I guess he ain't black.
Shit, motherfucker.
Vince, they announced the 2024 nominees for the quote-unquote Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah?
Mary J. Blige.
Sure.
Mariah Carey. Cher. The Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, fucking Dave Matthews.
Eric B. and Rakim. Foreigner. Peter Frampton. Jane's Addiction. Kool and the Gang. Lenny Kravitz. Oasis. Sinead O'Connor. Ozzy. Sade, which is spelled Sadie, I don't care what you say, and a tribe called Quest. I remind everybody, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Shit. Half-breed!
Really?
Yeah, that's how I went. That's how I went.
Not, hey, Sonny, look out for that tree. Not that? No, nothing? Yeah.
Not even Native American. Rock. Completely Armenian.
Dave Matthews. Rock and roll.
Boy, if there's nothing that sends me into a blind fucking rage, Dave Matthews.
I know this, and when I saw it on there, I'm like, oh, he's going to love this.
Not Soundgarden.
Right. How is Peter Frampton, Foreigner, Kool and the Gang, and Ozzy not already in? Your Hall of Fame's a joke, and you should be ashamed. But
your awards are jokes. You should be ashamed.
But you're in Ohio, so you're not real. So there you go. Last thing for music news, Vince. This is the sad one. Mojo Nixon passed. Singer, comedian, best known for his novelty song "Elvis Is Everywhere." Died Tuesday at the age of 66. He had a heart attack on the Outlaw Country cruise where he was working as a performer and host. It's named for the Sirius XM channel that he was a host and had a couple shows on. Heart attack on the boat. Boy, that's about as mojo as you get, boy.
If you ain't got Mojo Nixon, your store could use some fixing.
That's right. Yeah.
One person got that.
I know.
I love you, Tony.
All right, that's it for music news. Time for song of the week. We'll plug our friends, and when we come back, we'll get on a happy note. We'll draft some songs that make us happy. Wow! Yeah! Oh! Oh! Burn down the malls. Burn down the malls. Burn down shopping malls. I said burn down the malls. I said burn down the shopping malls. Burn, 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 burn down the shopping malls. Yeah! You never get the feeling that America's turning into some kind of sitcom. Lowest common denominator. Shopping mall. Marketing strategy from hell. Oh, you read that feeling? Well, I got that feeling right now. It's kind of getting under my skin. Yeah, so get some gasoline and go. Oh, I remember the shopping center openings, man. We used to have those big lights shining up. And now, where do the old folks go? Where do the young kids go? What's America? What's America turning into? Mondo Condo Shopping Mall. Kind of getting on my nerves. Another thing that's getting on my nerves is this national 21 drinking age. Oh, what do you think about that? A bunch of malarkey. Whatever malarkey is, man, it's a whole bunch of it. You know, if Reagan finally gets the war he's looking for, you think he's going to be drafting 21-year-olds? No, man, they're going to be drafting 18 and 19-year-olds. But you can't buy a beer. Can't buy a beer. You can get married and screw yourself up real good. But you can't buy a beer. You can charge $8 million on the master charge. But you can't buy a beer. You can vote for one fool or another. But you can't buy a beer. Because this is America. America that's run by the lowest common denominator. The money. How many units did you move, Mojo? How many things of apple juice did they sell, huh? Come on, suckers. Come on, feel it, feel it, yeah, I said burn down the mall.
We want to censor rock and roll. We want to decide what you read, what you watch, what you listen to. Oh, 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 Mr. Falwell. Oh, Miss Chipper Gore.
Wait till I got you on the floor.
We're going to tie you up inside of a shopping mall. And then we're going to, then we're going to have a war on drugs. A war on drugs. You ought to have a war on war, suckers. We ought to have a war on this kind of senseless American shopping mall. Condominium. New car.
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder, because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcast, Castbox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
You like your music heavy? Then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
Well, the action is underway!
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday night on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back. Vince is deep in thought as we start our top 10 draft of songs that make us happy.
And we're discussing, I don't even, there's not like a favorite, you know what I mean? So right. I'm just throwing fucking 10 out here.
Yeah, all of mine are tied to place and time or a memory, something that makes you happy, that you remember type of thing. So, the results of last week's poll, I won.
Imagine surprise, that.
Surprising. I was surprised I won because I went with like all video game stuff. So, all right. But since I will let you go first.
Oh, shit. You know what? Give me, like I said, there's no like.
There's
this
no
isn't like a
reason.
Top 10. This is, I mean, there, I guess it just, is a top 10, but there's no like this. The
there's
first
just
one's
10.
Right.
Yeah.
So give me Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Yep. That's a good one. Give me Private Eyes, Hall & Oates. Quiet you. I know why you're giggling. All right, your second pick.
Give me Upside Down by Jack Johnson.
Ooh.
I had to take it.
Yep. A lot of these are just good songs, too. My number two. By the way, I have 32 on my big board. Vince has 60. By the way, just we're happy people. Contrary to what this show makes everybody think, we're not just horribly angry racists. We're happy racists. Head Over Heels, Tears for Fears.
God damn it. What a fucker.
To be honest, it's only because we couldn't take entire albums, because it would be songs from the big chair.
Yeah, yeah, or so. The hurting, just the whole fucking thing.
All right, your third pick.
Give me September, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Ooh. Good pick. All right, my third pick. Damn. I got two for the boy. Give me Mandy, Barry Manilow.
That's good shit.
Like I said, all of these are tied to memories of good times. So, all right. Fourth round.
Give me I Believe in a Thing Called Love.
The Darkness. Ah, The Darkness. Wow, I'm glad nobody can see my scribbles. Holy hell. All right, number four. When I See You Smile, Bad English.
Oh, that's nice. That's lovely.
Mm-hmm. All right, fifth round, sir. This is going quick.
Hello, it's me, Todd Rundgren.
Ooh. I can spell. I swear I can spell.
Jesus Christ. T-O-D-D.
Okay, that's how you spell retard. All right.
Yeah.
That's enough of you. End of the retard squisher. All right, fifth pick. Oh, damn it. Yeah, I got to. Vince, I need more staying motherfucking time with some Jungle Love.
More stay in the motherfucking time.
Oh, I love that song. I don't care what anybody says. It makes me happy. Sixth round.
Because I Don't Want You Having It, Born to Be Alive, Patrick Hernandez. Thank you, Shorzy.
Yeah.
Best scene in that entire fucking series.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. All right, let's start scrolling here. Man. There's so many. This is the hard part now. Oh, this one, this always makes me, it always makes me happy to hear this song. Vince, I need the Da Vinci's Notebook song, Enormous Penis. It just, it puts a smile on my face to giggle. So, sure. All right. Seventh round.
Oh, give me Whore Hoppin', Eagles of Death Metal.
Yeah.
Song makes me happy. A lot of these remind me of summer.
Yeah. All right. Give me for my seventh pick. Scrolling, I got those. I'm not taking it, but it had to make the list. Superman Goldfinger.
Shit.
Yes, it's from the Tony Hawk soundtrack. Leave me alone. All right. Eighth round.
This is getting hard.
It is.
Like I said, it reminds me of summer. Give me Doing Time, Sublime.
Ooh. That's a great song. I got three left here. Eighth pick. This is where we're getting into the...
Yeah, I've only got 50 to choose from. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Take that last... Damn, this is getting hard. All right. Folsom Prison Blues, Johnny Cash.
Oh, yeah. I hear the train coming.
See, yep. He giggles because he knows
it's
why.
The train. And every time I go into a fucking store and I see him holding hands and they're fucking train, that song goes in my head. It doesn't matter what fucking store it is at this point.
The train goes to many stores.
Yep. And my asshole brother singing it across the goddamn departments. You can hear him halfway past the store. I hear the train a coming. Dan!
Oh. I love when Dad finally figured out why we, yeah.
And then didn't say anything.
And then didn't say anything.
And then laughed.
Yep. Oh, my God. All right. Ninth pick. God damn it.
Touch Me, I'm Sick, Mud Honey. Song makes me happy.
Yep. Damn. All right. My ninth pick. God, there's so many on here. God damn it.
I know, dude.
Teenage Dirtbag Weedus.
I got two tickets to Iron Maiden, baby.
Fucking Spider Nate Webb. Hell yeah. Indie Zone. All right. Last pick.
I'm just throwing a fucking dart at the thing. Long Tall Sally, Little Richard.
Oh my God, my last pick here. I got it. This is going to win it for me, Vince. This is going to win. You don't know how bad I want to take Diggy Diggy Hole.
I'm a dwarf and I'm digging a hole.
You know what makes me happy? A little kung fu fighting.
Fuck yeah, it does. It's a rough night tonight. Everybody's kung fu fighting.
Carl Douglas. All right. As I finish writing here, here are our lists. Vince took Don't Worry, Be Happy. Upside Down, September, I Believe in a Ring Cobra. Hello, It's Me, Born to Be Alive, Whore Hoppin', Doing Time, Touch Me, I'm Sick, Long Tall Sally. I took Private Eyes, Head Over Heels, Mandy, When I See You Smile, Jungle Love, Enormous Penis, which I guess those two go together, Superman, Folsom Prison Blues, Teenage Dirtbag, and Kung Fu Fighting. All right, Vince, now we get to the thing. What was left on your list?
Are you fucking serious?
Not all of them, because it's only a six-hour show.
Happy Together.
Yeah.
I'll Tumble For You.
Ooh.
On the Dark Side.
God, Eddie and the Cruisers.
Eddie and the Cruisers, yeah.
God, that's such a good pick.
Smoke Two Joints.
I know who came up with that one.
yeah. Soccer and bowling. That's it.
Except you gargantuan midget.
Yeah. ABC.
Mm.
I Want to Hold Your Hand. Poison, Belle Biv DeVoe.
Yep. None of us took Butterbarn.
None of us took Summer Breeze. Careless Whisper, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. That's, yeah. I got tons more.
I had Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car.
Oh, God damn it. No Billy Ocean. I didn't have any Billy Ocean.
I have The Safety Dance, Detachable Penis. Backwater by the Meat Puppets.
Oh, God damn it.
Boys in the Hood, Dynamite Hack. New Age Girl, Dead Eye Dick. Feel the Pain, Dinosaur Jr., which was God almost my last one.
You know what? We would just talk. Jay Mascis has a new album out.
Really?
I sent you that fucking video.
Oh, yeah.
That's the new song. And I was like, this makes me happy.
Yep.
I'm so glad he's got new shit out.
Let's see. Your Love, The Outfield.
Yeah, I got that on here too.
Olay, Bouncing Souls. True Believer, Bouncing Souls.
Bouncing Souls.
Yeah, Toast, Haywood Banks. The George Song, Tim Wilson.
Bouncing Souls.
Orion, Metallica. There's no lyrics. Yeah, this could have went on forever. So, yeah. All right, listener picks. Kathy says The Right Stuff, On Our Own, Stand, and Ain't Gonna Hurt Nobody. So thank you, Kathy, for getting your picks in. All right, Vince, we'll see who wins. It was good to be happy for once on this show.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now it just dives into a bunch of bullshit.
Well, we'll get into listener questions now. So the first comes in here from Roboto. Vince, why do solos matter in music, and what purpose do drums have for songs?
Solos are just they just add to it, you know? It's like I don't know, it sounds cool.
You don't have
to have it, it's just an embellishment.
To me, solo is like, okay, say you have a band member that's extremely talented, you show him off, and it gives everybody else a break.
Yeah. And drums move the composition.
Yeah.
The thumping.
Yeah. Try to listen to We Will Rock You without drums.
Yeah.
It don't work. No. So, yeah.
Yeah. Try to Tiny Tim. Right, tip through the tulips.
Yes. How did that not make your list?
How did
his cover of Stairway not make your list?
I can't believe I forgot that. Yeah. His cover of Stairway to Heaven's amazing. Look it up.
It really is. That's
if I didn't do Mojo Nixon for Song of the Week this week, it would have been a
Tiny Tim Stairway.
Tiny Tim Stairway, yeah.
Yeah, Little Steps. Last question here comes in from Chris, and it's a suggestion for a top 10 draft, Vince. The Expendables, but a 1985 edition.
Oh, my.
That's interesting.
But they were all around in 1985,
though, right? Yeah, Arnold was around, Rocky was around, yeah, Chuck Norris was around. A lot of them were around. So.
They were already around.
Oh, I could take Jan Michael Vincent. Quiet, you. It's mine. Because he's bringing Airwolf.
Oh, man, Jan Michael Vincent. I totally forgot.
Hell yeah. All right. Thanks, guys, for your listener questions. And we did happy. Let's do sad. Let's go to Clown World and Did You See This Week? But we start with a good story, Vince. A country that I would not live in, though, Madagascar. They passed a bill this week. If you rape a child, you're going to be castrated.
Oh, no.
Just I guess that's better than my idea of a wood chipper, but you know.
Yeah, man? You're still alive.
Yeah, that's my thing. You're still alive, but it's a start. It's a start.
Physical. It's not chemical.
Right. Yeah, because it's Madagascar, and you know, they take you out there in some weird animal that nobody's found yet will bite your balls off. So,
sure.
Next story here. This guy should not be charged. He's a fucking hero and should probably be leading the National Guard. A man in Texas, 24, has been charged with murder after posing as an underage girl on an app, then shooting the pedophile that came to the arranged meetup to have sex with the so-called child. This man's doing God's work here. Charged with murder.
Find his name.
Gold Star.
Get his commissary number.
Yep.
And pour money into it.
And make him the richest, make him like fucking narco rich in jail. So yeah. All right. Now we get to the dear Canada. Your cops are retarded. Love America. Metro Vancouver Transit Police say they don't know whether a sexual assault suspect is male or female, despite having semen evidence. I passed health class.
You're being a hate monger and a fucking bigot, okay? There are 92 genders.
How dare you leave off Flying Spaghetti Monster as 93?
93. There's 92 retards. There's 91 retards and two genders.
Yeah, right? That's ding. Yeah, we have semen evidence, but we don't know if it was a fucking guy that sexually assaulted a woman.
We don't know.
Man, I hope when fucking California and everything falls off, takes Vancouver with them. And now the hilarious story of the week. Nevada held their GOP primary this week. Trump was not on the ballot. And Nikki Haley lost to, quote, the option of none of these candidates.
Lost spectacularly.
Yes.
If I remember correctly.
By like 3-1. That's the funniest story of the week. That's so good. You couldn't even beat nobody. Literally.
Yeah.
All right. Now let's get to the... This, they're trying to do this under the radar. The Senate bill, 3589. If this thing passes and gets signed into law, they're trying to frame it as an anti-militia bill. But here's what could be outlawed if this thing passes, all right? Militias, obviously, because, you know, how dare you want to fight back against this? Boxing and martial arts classes. Speaking out of turn in any government assembly, including local town hall meetings, protesting government functions, basically all your other rights. Yeah, you like that boxing class? You're a cardio boxing, or you're a jiu-jitsu class, or you're wrestling?
Or the karate class you got your kids enrolled in?
Yeah, that's now outlawed because it could do your teaching... An organized teaching that can cause physical harm to somebody. This is in a Senate bill. Are you tired of having government yet?
Oh, I...
Yeah, get a hold of your senator like it's going to do any fucking good, but at least say, hey, if you pass this, I'm going to practice on you or something. Oh, you know what I forgot to mention at the start of the show, Vince? We got suspended on Twitter.
Oh, are we like completely suspended from now
on? No, we're back. It was a 1-day ban because the algorithm picked up on a Taylor Swift thing on the thumbnail for the show posting. Yeah.
She had clothes on.
Oh yeah, it was
The one with clothes on.
Yeah, it was the least gratuitous, but it was Taylor, so the algorithm picked it up. And they banned us for a day on Twitter. Yeah. So, yeah. Thanks, Elon.
Free speech.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. All right. Back to the normal shit. Amy Schumer's Uncle Chuck says that if this supposed border bill wasn't passed, Americans will regret it, and they might be sent to fight on the front lines in Ukraine. After he said this, the bill was changed after it failed. The border money was taken out. But here's what passed. $60 billion for Ukraine, $15 billion for Israel, and $10 billion in humanitarian aid for civilians in global conflicts. Nothing for the southern border. Nothing for us. So Republicans got their Israel money, Democrats got their Ukraine money, and the NGOs got their $10 billion. Meanwhile, Chinese and Hamas and Hezbollah and fucking every other Arab are coming through being pretend Arabs. That's Mexicans for you playing along at home at the southern border. So yeah. But hey, at least this week we are officially down to Vince, the United States. We now have 49 states. No, not Texas. I know what you're thinking. Hawaii. Hawaii Supreme Court ruled on Wednesday that the Second Amendment doesn't extend to Hawaiian citizens, citing, quote, the spirit of aloha. In the ruling, which was penned by Hawaiian Supreme Court Justice Todd Edens, the court determined that the states retain the authority to require individuals to hold permits before carrying firearms. The decision also concluded that the Hawaiian Constitution broadly does not afford a right to carry firearms in public places for self-defense. Further pointing to the spirit of aloha, they quoted the HBO TV show The Wire. Article 1, Section 17 of the Hawaiian Constitution mirrors the Second Amendment. The Hawaiian Supreme Court decision states, "We read those words differently than the current United States Supreme Court. We hold that in Hawaii, there is no state constitutional right to carry. The spirit of aloha clashes with a federally mandated lifestyle that lets citizens walk around with deadly weapons during day-to-day activities. The history of the Hawaiian Islands does not include a society where armed people move about the community to possibly combat the deadly aims of others." So we have 49 states now, because apparently the Constitution, they don't think it matters to them. So take our tax money away from them.
Sure.
Or just, you know, burn half of it and sell it to Oprah like you did earlier in the last year. Right? Yeah, the spirit of aloha.
I'm getting tired of it.
Because, you know, they're, you know, Pacific Islanders weren't warring with each other until, you know, those evil white people showed up.
Shit.
Hitting each other with clubs with shark teeth. Shit, that's what I'd start carrying around. Can't carry a gun? I'm going to carry a club filled with fucking shark teeth and just start hacking people like a fucking horror movie.
Nobody expects anything medieval.
Spirit of aloha. Slash. Yeah.
Now I'm going to go surf.
Right.
And
yeah.
Fucking smoke a bowl.
All right. Speaking of somebody that's probably doing that right now, old Charles over there in England, diagnosed with the cancer, has been told to minimize in-person contacts. Didn't say what kind of cancer. He did go to the hospital for a benign prostate enlargement, and a separate issue of concern was noted. Subsequent diagnostic tests have identified a form of cancer, is all they are saying. So everybody and their brother's like, well, who gets to be king next? I'm like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
It doesn't,
who cares?
It doesn't concern us, because we fought a war to not have that shit. And look how it's got us. So. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But let's stay over there in Kingland. A company called Logically.ai, a British firm that is poised to shape the 2024 election. Listen very closely. They boasted that they can, quote, automatically suppress and label any content they deem as misinformation on Facebook. Yeah.
That they deem.
They deem. Yep. But hey, you're being spied on at work, by the way, of like you are at home and every other thing. Depending on where you work, there's a significant chance that AI is analyzing your messages on Slack, Microsoft Teams, Zoom, and other apps. Huge U.S. employers such as Walmart, Delta Airlines, T-Mobile, Chevron, Starbucks, as well as European brands including Nestle and AstraZeneca, have turned to Aware, a 7-year-old startup, to monitor chatter among their rank and file, according to Aware, to the company. Jeff Shunin, co-founder of the Ohio-based startup, well, there's your problem, they're in Ohio. Basically, yeah, they're spying on all the messages of their AI is looking at all the messages of their employees. They can look at a certain age group or particular geography, responding to a new corporate policy or marketing campaign. Aware's dozens of AI models are built to read text and process images that can also identify bullying, harassment, discrimination, non-compliance, porn, nudity, and other behaviors.
Boy.
Orwell was right. We have an update to the illegals that beat up the NYPD officers in Times Square. They have been arrested. Remember how they were released, no bail, and they were flipping off the cameras? They were arrested in Phoenix at a Greyhound bus station trying to get to California. So, there you go. Yep. Let's go up to Canada, because your country is just as jacked up as ours. Randall Garrison, an NDP member of parliament and an Israel and Hamas advocate, apparently a non-straight LMNOP activist, has condemned provincial efforts to strengthen parental rights. This goes, Alberta's trying to pass a you can't cut off your dick until you're 18 law, basically. He accidentally said the quiet part out loud. He said, I'd like to say, first of all, there's no such thing as parental rights in Canada. There are parental responsibilities, and in Canadian family law, the primary responsibility of parents is to support and affirm their kids. I'm pretty sure this guy has a home address in Canada too, right? Where you could probably go have a word with him about parental rights. So when we told you years ago that the government wants your children, and everybody went, you guys are Alex Jones conspiracy theorists. And, they're saying it out loud now.
Yeah.
We'll wait for your apology.
Yeah.
If you're a Democrat, you are obviously not who the Democrat Party cares about, because Democratic Senator Chris Murphy was on MSNBC this week and said that the people Democrats, quote, care about most are the undocumented Americans in the country. Not you, the real American citizens, but the illegals that they're calling undocumented Americans. That's who they care about most. Remember the Elon thing from last week? Flood them, turn them into citizens, you have one party rule forever? That thing? That's why they care about them the most, so they can stay in power.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. Let's see. Next story here. The Secret Service this week has ordered officials to ignore Robert F. Kennedy's request for security. They've been ordered to ignore and not give him security. Because, you know, a Kennedy running for president, what's the worst that could...
Yeah,
oh,
that's...
That ends abruptly, apparently. Granted, RFK is a fucking nut job on half of his views anyway, like guns, but...
Still weird.
Yes, still weird. That they're like, no, he doesn't need security. Huh. So the two big news stories of the week was Tucker going to interview Putin. and a Biden report that came out. Tucker's interview with Putin already has, I think it's close to, I know it's over 150 million. It's almost close to 200 million. It's a 2-hour interview. I say watch it. You don't have to believe everything fucking Putin says, but he explains a lot, especially about the why. Why did you invade Ukraine type of thing? And he's like, well, let's go back. And he does a little history lesson. And then he goes to modern history where, you know, we reunified Germany, and NATO was part of the reunification of Germany deal was NATO does not expand. And NATO has continuously expanded ever since. They broke their treaty. So he's like, hey, you guys keep encroaching on our territory, and you said you wouldn't, so, you know. But the big takeaway I took from it as we sat and watched it was this guy's no notes, no nothing, and has given you like 200 years of history, of Russian history and European history right off the top of the head. Mentally, yep. As sharp as fucking a Ginsu.
There's a lot of memes going around.
Yeah.
Of that, and I don't know. Don't fuck with him. Why are we fucking with him?
It's an interesting interview. But then they flipped on Tucker. They're like, he should be sanctioned. He should not be allowed back in the U.S. He's a traitor. And I'm like, CNN literally sent a reporter into a fucking cave in Pakistan to interview bin Laden. I don't want to hear any bullshit. Barbara Walters interviewed Putin. Is she a fucking traitor too?
Right.
Your hypocrite bullshit don't fly no more. All right?
They're going to push the next civil war here.
Yep.
With their hypocritical cowardice.
People are tired of rules for thee, not for me.
Yeah, that's it.
No matter what side you're on, it's like, hey, all this is, you keep saying equality, but you sure as hell don't treat everybody equal. You know?
Yeah, I know.
Speaking of being treated equal, that gets to the other big story of the week. The Biden report came out. Remember, this is the same man that last week the White House said had 187 IQ, which is more than Einstein and Stephen Hawking. Earlier in the week, he gave a speech where he said he recently met with Mitterrand of Germany. Mitterrand was the French president between 1981 and 1995 and died in 1996.
Sure.
But Biden recently met with him. And then this Hur report came out. Special counsel Robert Hur has declined to prosecute Biden for his handling of classified documents. Remember the papers inside the box in his garage parked by the Corvette?
Mm-hmm.
That are all classified from when he was vice president. But, oh, look, Trump has them in a literal sealed vault in his house, and we're prosecuting him. But Biden has them in a torn up box next to his car in a fucking garage. We're not going to prosecute. Let's see. Said that Biden's practices present serious risks to national security, and added that part of the reason he wouldn't charge Biden was that the president could portray himself as an elderly man with a poor memory who would be sympathetic to a jury. Basically, yes, he broke the law. Yes, he's guilty, but I couldn't get a conviction because he's fucking Swiss cheese brain. Our investigation, sorry, I had to scroll. Uncovered evidence that President Biden willfully retained and disclosed classified materials after his vice presidency when he was a private citizen. He broke the law. But added that the evidence does not establish Biden's guilt beyond a reasonable doubt because he could play the elderly man with a poor memory. The report included several shocking lines about Biden's memory, which the report said was significantly limited. During his 2023 interviews with the special counsel, Biden's age and presentation would make it more difficult to convince a jury beyond a reasonable doubt that he was guilty of willfully committing a crime. According to the report, got to scroll. According to the report here, he did not remember when he was vice president, forgetting on the first day of the interview when his term ended. Quote, if it was 2013, when did I stop being vice president? Biden asked. And forgetting on the second day of the interview when his term began. Saying, quote, in 2009, am I still vice president? Biden also had difficulty remembering the timing of his son Beau's death, as well as a debate about Afghanistan. He did not remember, even within several years, when his son Beau died. Defenders of the president quickly pointed out that he set for the interview days after the Hamas attack in Israel. Biden giving previously scheduled remarks on Thursday. Yeah, and then, okay, so after this report came out, the White House or his handlers or whoever's really running the show basically assassinated politically this dementia patient. Because they put him out there in front of reporters asking real questions this time.
Right.
Biden had hit back angrily against the investigation that found he mishandled top secret files. He said, my memory is fine. He gave an emotional response to a claim that he could not recollect when his son died. He said, how the hell dare he raise that? Even as Biden sought to rebut reporters' questions about his age and mental acuity, he inadvertently referred to Egyptian leader Abdul Fattah al-Sisi as the president of Mexico. Asked to comment on the latest in the Israel-Gaza war, he said, I think, you know, initially the president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate to allow humanitarian material to get in. So, Gaza is next to Mexico, according to Swiss Cheese Brain. When one journalist said the American people were concerned about his age, Biden basically yelled at this woman, said, that is your judgment, that is your judgment. He insisted that his memory is fine and has not gotten worse during his presidency.
Yeah, he was a piece of shit before.
Yeah. We told you from the beginning, A, he's not in charge. B, he's a kid sniffer. Or worse, according to his own daughter. And C, he's a puppet. This is an Obama third term. Is what this is.
And again, I go back to hypocrisy.
Yeah.
They went there, fucking crucified Trump.
Yep.
And I'm not a huge fan of Trump, but all you're doing at that point is pouring fuel on the fire of the fans of Trump's. They see this shit and like, you're attacking our guy. And you are. For all intents and purposes, you are. I don't know.
Well, yeah, they come out every day. He's a danger.
Yeah.
He's dangerous to democracy.
Oh, no.
Well, that's cool because we have a constitutional republic, not a democracy.
He's a danger to democracy. Here, pass this bill that says you can't fucking go to karate class.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, okay.
But the guy that allegedly has literally the nuke codes doesn't want you to have a gun. And he can't remember he's vice president or president. And he's running the show? Meanwhile, 2 days before, Putin's given you 200-year-old European history lessons off the top of the head. And you really think Swiss cheese brain ice cream guy, you don't vote for me, you ain't black. We're fucked.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to war. He will send us to Iran, Astan, a Ukrainian something.
I'm not.
They've already told Iraqi troops, the troops are in Iraq, get ready to go to Gaza. Israel's now shooting missiles and blowing up shit in Lebanon. A different country. Getting closer to Iran.
Yeah.
Hey, look, distraction over here from all the shit on our border that we took all the money out because, you know, Republicans and Democrats. Ukraine got their money. Israel got theirs. Nothing for fucking the southern border. Democrats come out and tell you, we don't care about normal people, we care about the illegals. That's our main concern. Literally, that's what he said.
Yeah.
Better get your shit ready and know who your neighbors are, because I'm telling you, this summer's going to be bad. Going into an election.
Yeah.
Man.
Another 2020.
I think it's going to be worse.
Another summer of fucking riots.
I think it's going to be absolutely worse.
They're going to kill some black guy again or black woman and fucking...
I'm telling you, I know this came up in Deadpool, but I think they're going to pop Trump. And they're already saying that Biden will not be the nominee and that they're going to try to put Big Mike in.
I don't want that. I don't want those points.
Right.
I took him because I thought, oh my God, but I don't want those points.
No, because I know
it's not because I like the guy. It's because
I know what it means.
That's we're done.
Yeah.
We're fucking done.
Yep. They pop him and you're going to have.
Of course, really, I say that.
Really
I don't,
quick retaliate. You know. Even if it's a wackadoo, you're going to have retaliation. And then it's. The whoever's really running the show is going to put the foot down and they're going to say, well, no election, martial law.
But you're at that point, we're already in it.
Yeah, we've been in it.
You're going to have the fucking
shots.
Right. Yeah. And once they say, oh, you can't do this no more, you better get your shit together because we're done.
Yeah, you should already have your stuff together because, yeah, I'm telling you, by summer, it's going to be bad. So. All right, Vince, final thoughts for this week?
Yeah, keep your stick on the ice. When the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
Handy. I hate you. I swear to God. If you can't take the high road, take the high ground. And honestly, get your stuff ready, man.
It's right
there, there is no more Republican and Democrat. It's them and us.
Yeah. So Republicans gotta
get their Israel
money.
Money
to Israel.
Yep. And hopefully, if shit don't pop off, we'll talk to everybody next week.
Bye.
Bye.